Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Morag Barrett is our guest, our good friend, six-year member of our Brain Trust, author of The Future-Proof Workplace, co-author of that book, and author of Cultivate. Her company is called SkyTeam.com. And Morag, thanks again for being here. We're talking about things that we can do to improve the chances of success in 2020, identifying things that should be goals for us, focusing on them, breaking them down into bite sizes, helping us make smaller decisions, making a lot of small decisions. That's a really important part of that. We talked about overreaching because we know everything's not going to work out perfectly. And maybe we'll have a little serendipity, but don't count much of that. But one of the last things we talked about, Morag, was the who. And three things that I told my audience to focus on in 1997 and 98 when I started doing my show for the 21st century was get better at technology, get better at networking, and learn how to build strategic alliances. And that's the who, isn't it? Accumulating allies, people who can help you. And Morag, this is an area that small businesses are just not good at. We need to get better.
Well, it's the reason I wrote Cultivate, and I agree. It's the networking and it's the strategic alliances. Because certainly when I was a solopreneur and now as a small business, the risk is you get trapped in the I've got to do it all. But the reality is your small business cannot survive without all of your critical stakeholders around you, from your CPA to your lawyer to your customers to just family and friends. Tap into those people. It makes a difference. Because then when you're trying to achieve those big, hairy, audacious goals, you've got a tribe around you that can hold you accountable, but also potentially some hidden talents that can help you to achieve them.
Well, absolutely, and it can start with people who are directly connected to your business, like your CPA, like your attorney, like your insurance professional, maybe an industry consultant, people who are directly connected, and it radiates out from there to people who are more dotted line. But bring these people in, ask them questions, let them help you. A lot of people will help you. You'll get good information. It won't cost you anything. You just have to admit,
absolutely,
you know what? I don't know the answer to this. Can you help me?
Absolutely. I mean, I can give you several examples professionally and personally. I think about this year, I've dropped out of the habit of writing regularly. You talked about my first book, Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships. We're about to start on the sequel to that called The Ally Mindset. But I've got to start flexing my, not just my workout muscles, but my writing muscles. And so in doing that, I had to create the time. That's the triggers that I mentioned earlier on. So I've now blocked a couple of hours every month that is non-negotiable. That is going to be for me to start writing. But if I don't make the time, it's always going to fall to the bottom of my to-do list. So again, listeners, just schedule the time. The second piece is then those people who can be accountable. So I had a call from a CTO just recently.
Can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
I want to get specific about scheduling time. Find people who you know who are not your peers, they're your betters. I'm going to call them your betters. These are people who've been in business longer than you. These are graybeards like me, people who've been to town two or three times. They've made mistakes. They've recovered. They've survived them. And they're not even making payments on those mistakes anymore. Find those people, try to make them your friend, and take them to lunch. Buy their lunch once a month, once a quarter. Just go hang out with them. Don't even ask them a bunch of questions. Just listen to them. What do you think? This is a specific way to accumulate knowledge and to get out of your comfort zone. What do you think?
Well, I love that. And actually, you can take it one step further. This goes back to your multiple cascade effect on goals is don't just pick the one to lunch, pick three or four and start your own small mini self-help group. I lead a couple of those, and there are organizations that run them specifically for small businesses, but start your own.
Well, those are your peers. Those are the ones that are, those people are your peers, and they'll be more likely to do that. But a person who's been to town, as I say, one of the graybeards, and some of the graybeards are ladies too, by the way, just don't call them that. And so, but Morag, the thing is, those people, you don't want to make a big deal out of what you're doing with them. You just want to say, hey, I just want to get to know you. I want to buy you lunch. Pick a day, and you know, and don't work them too hard. Don't you know, wear them out. Just spend some time with them. What do you think?
I like that. But have the question. What's the one question you hope they can answer for you in that time? That you're
not too
spend
philosophical.
Together?
Kind of nuts and bolts, and see what they think. And don't tell them they're being your mentor. Just let them be your mentor without knowing it. None of my mentors knew they were being my mentors when they were, Morag.
Oh, interesting.
I just
paid
attention.
I ask them for permission because then they've got skin in the game. And that can just unlock some new insights. So both work for sure.
That's because I was being mentored before people knew what mentors were. Hey, Morag, I need your website again, please, one more time.
SkyTeam, SkyTeam.com.
Thank you for helping us get 2020 off to a good start. Will you come back soon?
I will do. Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye.
Morag Barrett, ladies and gentlemen, SkyTeam.com. Check it out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.